Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. All right, yes, it's Friday, yeah. And it's time to get your BTN News show started. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh, indeed, it's good to be at Friday. It's the 8th of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, Facebook, Google, and Microsoft are going to UK's proposed spy law saying, hold on just a moment. Yes, all three firms have really criticized the new surveillance law that the UK government is currently considering. For those of you unfamiliar with this in the UK, yeah, it's called the IP Bill. And the thing was actually introduced last November. We talked a bit about it on BTN, but nothing really came about it. Now, new year, new things to do. Now, of course, the tech firms want to protect their users' privacy and therefore are reluctant to sign up for the new IP Bill. However, though, the UK government argues that the proposals are necessary to ensure the nation's security. Tech companies are also saying the language used in the bill is very vague, going on to say the extent of obligations on companies outside of the UK, confusing messages about to the extent where there's an obligation to produce material that can be read versus the government's statement about the bill not prohibiting encryption. Yeah, it may be a new year, but some things never change. The government versus tech rolls on. All right, time for Hacker News Friday. Are you a Time Warner customer in the U.S.? You could have had some stuff stolen from you. Seems that Time Warner Cable has about 320 customers that could have had their password stolen. Oh, yippee. And not only on top of that, their email addresses also could have been compromised. Time Warner, however, says that they didn't have a breach. Really? And no other sensitive information was accessed. Of course, Time Warner is in the middle of doing an investigation on exactly what happened. Until then, yeah, you better go in and change your password, and I don't know, change everything while you're there. Maybe change cable providers, too. The dominance of Facebook Messenger rolls on in 2016, and they've actually surpassed 800 million monthly active users. In fact, for Facebook in 2015, Messenger grew quite a bit, up from 500 million users back in November of 2014. Of course, for the uptake in Messenger may have a lot to do with more than just joining Facebook. Messenger itself kind of became its own platform in 2015, making it possible for developers to build and integrate apps right into the thing. Of course, we all know that Facebook's major goal is to kill the phone number, which they probably won't do in 2016, but it may not be too much longer. I'm pretty sure sometime this year we'll be here on old Zuck saying, "We've got 1 billion users on Messenger now." So, you got us some new projects for the new year. How about building a new computer? What processor to put in the thing? I know, probably Intel, maybe AMD. How about an Amazon processor? Yes, Amazon has started pushing its own line of processors. However, though, you're not going to be able to buy this processor just yet for your PC project. This one's only being sold directly to manufacturers right now. It's actually called the Alpine chip, and you would not even know that it was actually even related to Amazon, and is intended for products like Wi-Fi routers, storage devices, and even connected home products. There has been a lot of uptake, though, from companies such as Asus, Netgear, and many other companies are coming on board in 2016. So who knows, maybe in the very near future, that gadget you buy, it might have an Amazon inside. And finally, we're always talking about harnessing the energy of the sun. Of course, we can do that with solar panels, but what about the heat? Yeah, the sun lets off a hell of a lot of that, doesn't it? Particularly where I'm from in the Philippines. Why, gosh, we can't escape it. Well, this new material might be able to help us with that. It can actually soak up sunlight and then release heat on demand. Oh, yes, this futuristic material is coming from MIT. Where else? A team of researchers over there have developed a new transparent polymer film that's actually able to absorb solar energy, then release it as heat at a later time, meaning it stores it. The material is actually so versatile, they can actually apply it to all kinds of surfaces. Glass, clothing, you name it, stick it on there. The team says they use a kind of molecule, which I'm personally not going to even try to pronounce, that behave in the exact same way as a thin film, built up layer by layer. And with this film, you can release pulses of heat out on command. Now, right now, don't be thinking that you could heat your whole dang house with this. No, we're pretty far from that. In fact, the only test they're actually doing right now is putting it around a car windshield to get ice off of it. Yeah, you know, so it melts the ice away and you don't have to scrub on it. Yeah, that's kind of nice, isn't it? But who knows? Maybe one day we can actually throw out the furnace.
America.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over for everything that's BTN at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find out what's going on at BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And the Slack room, of course, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the new show, well, yes, we're going into the weekends and we're going to take a couple of days off. Don't worry, however, though, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on all the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a kick-ass Friday. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And thank you so much for listening.